Gun, flex right stack. 394 dragon smoke. Kill, turbo, sucker right.
397! Quick snaps with Kostaki Economopolis. You gotta be kidding me. Economopolis? Quick snaps with Kostaki Economopolis on QFMLS 96LS.
Let's talk to NFL comedian Kostaki Economopolis. Hi, Kostaki.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Doing good. Let's go. These Browns jokes aren't going to tell themselves.
That's a good point. They're on Hard Knocks. Is that redundant? What's happening? This preseason, the Browns are playing with no stripes on their otherwise just orange helmets. The coach said on Hard Knocks they've got to earn their stripes this year. That's their shtick. So if the Browns play really well, they become the Bengals. Is that what happens?
Yeah, I don't know how much of an improvement that is, but sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Marginal.
Yeah, a couple wins. Yeah, right.
How good do they have to play to get a logo? This poor team, the only NFL team with no logo.
That's
right?
They are. Yes.
My 9-year-old has a slime business that has a logo. What's going on, Browns? Let's get it together. Now, educate me in your neck of the woods.
Okay.
What is the rough ratio of Browns to Bengals fans?
More Browns.
Yeah, Browns 50%, Bengals 25%, Steelers 25%.
Oh, you get 25 Steelers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear that. Is that just a leftover from Terry Bradshaw?
No, just everybody's a bandwagon jumper and they want a winner.
Well, I don't blame them for that part.
And it's the Browns and the Bengals.
Yeah.
And Browns fans psyched that, Josh Gordon's return. So. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Josh Gordon. He said he's coming back, which is good news. Bad news, it was in smoke signals. He spelled it out in gummies. Is that a bad sign?
Oh, that's great.
Josh has asked for people to respect his privacy and for a bag of mesquite chips. he's been away from the Browns so long, he remembers when they won.
Yeah, many years ago. Wait,
how long ago was that?
It's been a while. I actually did some math on this.
Okay.
Let's see if I have this math right. 982 days. In the last 982 days, they've won exactly one regular season game.
My.
982 days is enough time to conceive a child, bring it to term, teach it to say your name, unless it's Economopolis. But then, shortly after that.
Wow. Hey, what do you think of the new tackling rules? It's kind of confusing. That Viking sack against the Jacksonville Jaguars is really confusing on what a tackle is.
I agree. The new helmet rule is hard to – I guess you can't lower your head for a hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what got Josh Gordon into trouble the first place? It's too fun. How do you not do Josh Gordon comedy?
No, you could go on forever on Josh Gordon.
He lowered his head for a hit.
I am rooting for him, for the record. It's just a total subject. Coach Jackson said Josh has a chance to play in week one. I thought, are the chances low, Coach, or high? He can outrun defensive backs. It's those little demons,
Yes, that are hard.
He runs like a gazelle, but can he finish the 12 steps? These are the questions.
Now, Kostaki, Torg's a big Vikings guy. How about Adrian Peterson to the Redskins?
I know.
That's
hard
weird.
To get my head around.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Torg?
He's done, so I'm all right. Yeah, we're winners, and he'll have a tough time.
Right, I think so, too. Right. I was reading this morning, he's about a 10th-round fantasy pick. That pretty much describes his status in the world right
now. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. They haven't played a single down of real football. The Skins have 3 injured running backs. Did they misunderstand when the coach said, take a knee? What happened?
Are you a big fan of the male cheerleaders now in the NFL?
Well, I don't want to be judgy, but what a weird choice. First ever male cheerleaders in the NFL. That's if you don't count those Redskins fans, the Hoggettes. Remember those guys?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Hog noses with the dresses, with the flower hats. How did those guys get accepted by society in the 80s? We've come a long way. What bathroom did they use? That's what I'm asking. Rams and Saints. First male cheerleaders. It's progress, I guess. It was only last season anybody was cheering for the Rams at all. So
yeah. Plus, you could say this, Kostaki. Have you seen the women in Cleveland?
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yes.
So how many more weeks of preseason do we have, guys? 2 more weeks?
2 more weeks.
Yeah, it depends how you define these sort of things. The kickoff is the night of September 6th. Is that right?
Yep.
It's pretty soon. That's my Falcons. my Falcons playing the Eagles.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that one.
That's the beginning of the story arc that ends with the first ever home Super Bowl victory. So
yeah.
Yes.
No.
Almost last year with Minnesota.
I'm curious to see what Gruden does.
Me too. I think that's a great story. That's a great hire, even if it doesn't.
Right.
Thing, it's still a great story. Right?
Damn entertaining. That's
going
the way I look
Vegas.
At it.
How fun is that? Tell me if there's a Vikings at Raiders game in Vegas, you're going to that.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. The Browns fans can go and lose some more at the tables.
Poor Browns fans. Yes. I actually think they're going to be an interesting story. The next couple years, I think they're going to be a competitive team.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
No. Where's the joke? I'm waiting for the joke.
I don't have a joke there. Oh, okay. I really think that's true. All right, let's close on a joke about Antonio Callaway, another Browns troubled wide receiver.
Yes, let's do it.
Got in trouble with the law again. He was punished by the coach last week. They made him play every snap of the Browns game. That was his punishment.
Yeah.
My dad used to do the same thing. Son, if you don't get better grades, you're going to play for the Browns. A lot. If he screws up again, do they make him a starter? What is the plan over there?
Exactly.
Then he screws up some more. He's a coach. Three strikes. He owns the team. What's that? All right.
It's almost
great. It's great to talk to you.
It's almost too easy, Kostaki.
Thanks, Kostaki.
Thank you, Browns.
See ya.